Cuba, aerial reconnaissance during the Cuban Missile Crisis. Ken, thank you so much for speaking with me today, and thank you for serving in our armed services.
Thank you, John. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us about your new book.
Well, the book is coming out at 50th anniversary of the crisis, which occurred in October 1962, and it deals with the Cuban Missile Crisis, where the Russians installed nuclear missiles in Cuba without our knowledge and their discovery by reconnaissance aircraft, and our entrance into the crisis when it was determined that photographic intelligence was going to be the key to the resolution of the crisis, because there was no other hard intelligence available to determine their operational status. So my squadron, VFP-62, which was home-based in Jacksonville, Florida, was commanded by Captain William B. Ecker. And fortunately for us, he wrote a memoir that detailed his missions over Cuba, and that forms the basis of our book.
And Captain Ecker actually started this book, and you finished it, right?
Yes, fortunately, he wrote this book, his memoir of the involvement of our squadron in the crisis, about 1986, and he never published it. Although his memoir was used as research for the movie 13 Dates, it laid in a state of dormancy until his son picked it up and decided that it should be published as a book. And he contacted me to see if I could help him find a co-author, which after several months we failed, because everyone that we knew that was good at writing military history books had other commitments. So I volunteered to try it, and fortunately for me, the Eckers gave me their confidence and approval, and that's how we got started with the rewrite of his memoirs, and including the more of the history of the crisis itself, along with more squadron input from other members who were involved at that time.
So you used his memoir as a basis for the research, and then went out and did some research on your own, interviewed some more veterans.
Yes, wisely, Captain Ecker recognized that there wasn't enough material there for a book of the size that it deserved. And he felt that what was missing was some of the current information and research that's available now due to the declassification of the security documents. And that's how we got started.
Got it. Fascinating. Now, it seems to me like you were a natural to finish this book, because you were the creator and the editor of the VFP62.com website all these years. Tell me how that got started.
It got started after retirement. I and another squadron member started to think about our squadron's role in history, and we wanted to connect with other squadron members, so we jointly created the website. And down through the years since 2006, we've been able to get a lot of contacts, both from the squadron plus others in the nation and also internationally, that were interested in our aircraft, the RF-8A Crusader, which is a very popular fighter from the Cold War era. We're a natural point for a lot of contact from researchers and production companies wanting to do documentaries on the Cuban Missile Crisis. So down through that period, since, we have contributed our knowledge to help documentaries such as Man, Moment, Machine, which was done for the History Channel a few years back.
That is awesome. So the website has really become a hub for information about the fight and photo meets and the Crusader, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. As we approach the 50th anniversary of the crisis, I'm still getting an awful lot of inquiries for information because of our unique position in that event. And I've been asked to recently write some articles for various newspapers and magazines that are doing documentaries on events in the crisis. And we are presenting our side of the crisis from the point of view of the military who assisted President Kennedy in helping to resolve the crisis peacefully.
This is wonderful. I really appreciate your time, Ken, and I can't recommend this book highly enough. It just published last August from Osprey, and it's available wherever books are sold. Thanks again for your time and for your service to our country.
Okay, John, appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.